will read the first of our five letters.
The news that First Bus is cancelling bus services horrified some evening news readers. Mrs. J.C. Stevenson of Wyndham wrote, "Bus was my lifeline." So First Bus has decided to remove the number 13 bus, presumably because those making this decision travel everywhere by car. The number 13 is a vital link from where I live in Wyndham to Anglia Square, as was, and beyond. It delivers me straight to St. Stephen's or Castle Meadow. As I'm now quite ancient, walking is becoming a problem. The number 6, which they are proposing to be an adequate replacement, takes me to the bus station. Full stop. Not ideal. And it doesn't run on a Sunday. The number 13 is my lifeline, but then, as an old woman, my needs are trivial compared to the needs of greater profits. Wyndham is not all that well served. Why is there no direct bus to the hospital? Wadden has one. And why is Wyndham High Street being turned into a bus park on a regular basis by the number 14, which causes constant chaos, traffic jams and rage from people trying to negotiate their way out of the parking bay opposite, often to be met with abuse from the driver? Wyndham is a busy market town. We need a good regular bus service that takes us straight to the city or the hospital. But First Bus obviously sees profit before people. Seems a common thing these days.
Jane Lockwood of Catton was shocked by the proposals to change the number 21 bus service. Regarding the number 21 bus service, I read with horror at the proposals to change the bus service to Old Catton and Spixworth. And I thought the council now had a green majority. Perhaps they don't live north of Norwich. How can First Bus reduce the bus service to Old Catton just when thousands more houses are being built between Morrison's and Spixworth? My only thought is that because the service is so unreliable as it is, by reducing the frequency, they stand a chance of arriving on time. Poor move. Think again.
Robin Horn of Swaffham has praise for the firefighters who had to deal with blazes like the one at Mousehold. No one can have failed to notice the exceptional demands being placed on the fire and rescue services across the country as a result of the current weather issues. Many of those responding to these demands will be retained personnel, most of whom will no doubt have normal jobs. I may have missed it, but I don't recall seeing or hearing in the media reference to employers or families of these personnel. Having to cover the unpredictable call-outs must cause a lot of inconvenience and, in some cases, possible financial loss. Without the support of employers, families and, of course, the personnel, would we be able to cope with national emergencies such as the present one? They all deserve our thanks and appreciation.
Ian MacDonald in Billericay wrote in about last week's solar eclipse. On Wednesday evening, we witnessed the astronomical phenomenon known as a solar eclipse. Not a total one like they had in Iceland and Spain, but a partial one, when we lost sight of some part of the sun for a couple of hours and as much as 91% of it at one point. And that was all because the moon was temporarily blocked in our view of the gigantic glowing ball of plasma 93 million miles away, which gives us life. Let's credit the incredible accuracy with which astronomers these days can tell us to hundredths of a second how long total and partial eclipses will last, and exactly which regions of the globe will experience what and when. But let's remember, too, how overwhelmingly frightening eclipses must have been for people long ago who had no idea what was about to happen, and the power that eclipses afforded priests who had the knowledge to predict them. People in the distant past had to find ways to explain why the natural order of things was being disturbed. In China, they thought a dragon was eating the sun and banged drums to chase it away. For the South American Inca, it was a time for fasting and perhaps a human sacrifice to appease the gods. Native Americans had explanations ranging from a squirrel eating the sun to a boy catching it in a trap. In West Africa, the sun and the moon were fighting, and peace could only be restored when people here on Earth patched up their quarrels with one another. We could find a total solar eclipse every 18 months if we travelled to see it, but one will only happen in the same place every 375 years or so.
We'll hear later about the football result at Carrow Road last Saturday. Ian Jessett of Stobeden seems to have been watching the fans. Sad attitude of football fans. It has always been a source of bemusement amongst most football fans as to why some fans always leave the match early to beat the traffic. However, a recent fickle tendency is now prevalent. On Saturday, as City went a second goal down, thousands of fans got up and left. We still had 6 minutes of normal time plus added time to play. Are these fans only interested in watching and supporting the team if they're winning? What about supporting our team when they need you most? How sad that fans are like this nowadays.